The Attraction of Love for Love. Do you really believe that you can kill the Son of God? The Father has hidden his Son safely within himself and kept him far away from your destructive thoughts, but you know neither the Father nor the Son because of them. You attack the real world every day and every hour and every minute, and yet you are surprised that you cannot see it. If you seek love in order to attack it, you will never find it. For if love is sharing, how can you find it except through itself? Offer it, and it will come to you, because it is drawn to itself. But offer attack, and love will remain hidden, for it can live only in peace. God's Son is as safe as his Father, for the Son knows his Father's protection and cannot fear. His Father's love holds him in perfect peace, and needing nothing, he asks for nothing. Yet he is far from you, whose self he is, for you chose to attack him, and he disappeared from your sight into his Father. He did not change, but you did. For a split mind and all its works were not created by the Father, and could not live in the knowledge of him. When you made visible what is not true, what is true became invisible to you. Yet it cannot be invisible in itself, for the Holy Spirit sees it with perfect clarity. It is invisible to you because you are looking at something else. Yet it is no more up to you to decide what is visible and what is invisible than it is up to you to decide what reality is. What can be seen is what the Holy Spirit sees. The definition of reality is God's, not yours. He created it, and he knows what it is. You who knew have forgotten, and unless he had given you a way to remember, you would have condemned yourself to oblivion. Because of your Father's love, you can never forget him, for no one can forget what God himself placed in his memory. You can deny it, but you cannot lose it. A voice will answer every question you ask, and a vision will correct the perception of everything you see. For what you have made invisible is the only truth, and what you have not heard is the only answer. God would reunite you with yourself, and did not abandon you in your distress. You are waiting only for him, and do not know it. Yet his memory shines in your mind, and cannot be obliterated. It is no more past than future, being forever, always. You have but to ask for this memory, and you will remember. Yet the memory of God cannot shine in a mind that has obliterated it and wants to keep it so. For the memory of God can dawn only in a mind that chooses to remember, and that has relinquished the insane desire to control reality. You, who cannot even control yourself, should hardly aspire to control the universe. But look upon what you have made of it, and rejoice that it is not so. Son of God, be not content with nothing. What is not real cannot be seen and has no value. God could not offer his Son what has no value, nor could his Son receive it. You were redeemed the instant you thought you had deserted him. Everything you made has never been, and is invisible, because the Holy Spirit does not see it. Yet what he does see is yours to behold, and through his vision your perception is healed. You have made invisible the only truth that this world holds. Valuing nothing, you have sought nothing. By making nothing real to you, you have seen it. But it is not there. And Christ is invisible to you because of what you have made visible to yourself. Yet it does not matter how much distance you have tried to interpose between your awareness and truth. God's Son can be seen because his vision is shared. The Holy Spirit looks upon him and sees nothing else in you. What is invisible to you is perfect in his sight and encompasses all of it. He has remembered you because he forgot not the Father. You looked upon the unreal and found despair. Yet by seeking the unreal, what else could you find? The unreal world is a thing of despair, for it can never be. And you who share God's being with him could never be content without reality. What God did not give you has no power over you, and the attraction of love for love remains irresistible. For it is the function of love to unite all things unto itself, and to hold all things together by extending its wholeness. The real world was given you by God in loving exchange for the world you made and the world you see. Only take it from the hand of Christ and look upon it. Its reality will make everything else invisible, for beholding it is total perception. And as you look upon it, you will remember that it was always so. Nothingness will become invisible, for you will at last have seen truly. Redeemed perception is easily translated into knowledge, for only perception is capable of error, and perception has never been. Being corrected, it gives place to knowledge, which is forever the only reality. The atonement is but the way back to what was never lost. Your Father could not cease to love his Son.